Last week's attempted mail bomb attacks and the hate crime shootings in Louisville and Pittsburgh have raised questions about the role of social media in promoting hate speech. Our colleagues at the podcast Endless Thread have been talking to a group of elite users at the social media platform Reddit who are trying to turn some of that hate speech on its head. They're taking over certain subreddits, that's what discussion threads are called on Reddit, and turning them from cesspools of bad stuff into funny stuff. For example, one Redditor took over the Nazi subreddit r/stormfront and turned it into a place where people post about weather patterns. Endless Thread host and Here and Now contributor Ben Brock Johnson has this story.
Meet Melinda Brown of North Carolina, known on Reddit as T. Dumpsford.
I'm a trans woman. I'm 48 years old, and I spend most of my time on Reddit fighting against hate speech, and I'm very active in activism in real life as well.
Melinda's life story is her own, but the challenges she has faced may sound familiar.
I grew up in Charlotte. A pretty stereotypical queer childhood. I didn't have a lot of friends. I got beat up a lot, you know, the usual. But it wasn't really until a couple years ago that I started transition that I felt completely comfortable and happy with myself. But leading up to that point, I don't know, I'd had a divorce, and that's sort of what threw me into that tailspin. And I realized that, you know what, you're going to have to fix this because I'm not going down without a fight.
Part of Melinda's way of fighting was finding the trans community on Reddit. In a world where roadmaps for trans people can be hard to find, Reddit's trans-focused communities have become crucial for advice and support. Melinda found this trove of information and interaction along with some other useful Reddit content.
I mean, there's awesome stuff on there. You can learn about dinosaurs and horticulture and, I mean, all kinds of things. It's great. The good outnumbers the bad. Sometimes you can't hear the good because the bad is so damn loud.
Because the bad is so loud, Melinda has become focused on subreddit takeovers. She's part of this elite force.
I'd say there's a cohort of about 20 of us who are plugged into social justice. We're not all queer, but a lot of us are.
We talked with several trans women fighting this fight on Reddit. Here's how it works. Reddit has a massive ecosystem of communities that are each managed by volunteer moderators, also called mods. Just like any user, when mods break the larger website's rules, the company administrators can strip them of their moderator powers and ban their user account. That's when these Reddit power users can swoop in and become the new moderators of a subreddit. The trans women we talked to also have special interests and focus areas, like this woman, who we're going to identify only by her Reddit username.
Hi, I'm Drewy Poodle on Reddit.
Drewy Poodle is famous for turning a subreddit named after a homophobic slur containing equally offensive content into a community focused on one of the word's other definitions, where users post photos of bundles of sticks. That move inspired others.
Hi, I'm Penny Oaken. I go by Bardfin on Reddit.
Penny's claim to fame, or one of them, is taking over a subreddit called White Rights and turning it into an artistic discussion about shades of the color white. Think eggshell versus polar bear. That community's since been banned, but it was part of the mission.
Let's make it so that this completely subverts the expectations of anybody who visits this subreddit, and there's going to be a lot of people who have a lot of hatred in their heart who type in this URL, and we did.
Some of these subreddits are defunct or unclaimed. Others are more active. And Melinda has used a different approach to take over some of these subreddits. She has gone undercover, infiltrated hateful communities to try to take them over from the inside like a Trojan horse. Melinda tells us about one such takeover of a subreddit we also can't name on the air. It was focused on shaming women for being sexually active.
It was created by someone who I was aware of. And I literally just asked the guy, hey, can I mod here? And he was like, yeah, okay.
Melinda was part of the subreddit moderator's private conversations. And she says she tried to keep a low profile while participating enough in the chatter to fit in behind enemy lines. It's often a waiting game because these users will eventually break the rules.
And then slowly but surely, all because they're horrible people, all their accounts started getting banned until I was the last one standing. But the content that we wiped when we took it over was horrible. I mean, it was just horrible, you know, and we just deleted everything. And then we started posting body positivity and stuff like that. And it made the old subscriber base who used to post the hateful content, it made them so mad. And that's where they start accusing us of being the real bad guy, because we hate free speech. We don't hate free speech. We don't hate anybody. We just won't tolerate hate. And if people want to spin this narrative that their speech is sacrosanct and what we're doing is horrible and terrible, I can't help them. I'm not going to change their minds. And I'm not going to try to. And, you know, I mean, if someone comes into your living room and starts ranting about black people or gay people or something, you're going to throw them out of your house. And I don't understand why Reddit doesn't do that. Throw them out.
This is a fair question, so we figured we should talk to our partners in making our podcast, Reddit, and ask them about subreddit takeovers.
I'm Christine Molenburnt, and I'm a community manager at Reddit.
What does that mean?
So the best way that I can think of to describe my job is that I'm a bridge between the community and my company.
Christine says there's actually a subreddit community devoted to these takeovers. It's called Reddit Request.
You can petition to take over a subreddit. And in order to take it over, the subreddit pretty much has to be orphaned. And then we review the person making the request. And if we feel the request is being made in good faith, then we will go ahead and transfer the subreddit over. We'll remove any dormant mods that are there, and then we'll add the new person on.
How would you describe Reddit's approach when it comes to policing things like hate speech or moderating things like hate speech on the site? That's got to be a tricky needle to thread, right?
So we don't police belief. We police behavior. We believe that community governance works, and our communities are allowed to create their own rules kind of on top of our own site-wide policies, and we equip them to govern themselves in the way that works the best for them.
Some of the users we've talked to point out a complexity here or an issue here, which is these subreddits are being taken over, but they're not just being straight banned. Why is that?
Well, again, you know, we don't police belief, we police behavior. So when it comes to enforcing, like, we focus on the site-wide rules and our policies. And if a community is breaking those consistently, then we are going to action them. And if it gets to that point, then we have a team, our trust and safety team, that can speak to that a little more in depth than I could.
Sure.
But, you know, if a community has been actioned to the point where that we have banned it, then, you know, that's because they have consistently and constantly broken our rules, and that's it.
We should say there are Redditors who believe and advocate for more free speech across the site. Endless Thread spoke with two of them, and their philosophy goes like this. The more that Redditors take over subreddits and the more administrators help to facilitate these takeovers, the more they are endorsing a certain set of beliefs and squashing opportunities for discourse. But there's also a lot of support for the argument that allowing bigoted hateful speech isn't helpful for discourse either, and actually makes it more difficult. And the women we talked to said over and over again that this isn't about erasing ideas they disagree with. It is about erasing safe spaces for people who threaten their existence. And even though their main goal may be replacing hateful content with jokes, Reddit power users like Drewy Poodle say that sometimes they get more than laughs.
I've gotten PMs from people, direct messages that said, hey, you know, it's like, thanks for that post. You actually, instead of yelling at me, you actually explained it enough that I can kind of, you know, I've changed my mind. Like, I'm sorry for the hate.
For Here and Now, I'm Ben Brock Johnson.